Good morning. Got a few more on their way in, it looks like. So allow yourself to get comfortable. I'm glad you came here to give this to yourself today. Took time out of your busy day. So stop and take a few deep breaths. And what if you closed your eyes for a moment? And let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center and bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, circling your arms up into the sky. Bring your hands together above you, and as you exhale, right back into your heart again. And we'll flow like that for a few breaths. Now reach your arms up once more. This time with your exhale, fold forward. Set your hands down onto your mat. Step your feet back and step into downward facing dog. As you push far away from your hands, press your heels up and down. Give your body a nice stretch. Let's walk our hands back to our feet where we'll fold into a forward bend. Remember to customize each pose to your body, finding a way into the pose that feels like a gift to your body, a gift to your mind, a gift to your spirit. Let's walk our hands forward again, returning to downward facing dog. And from here, we'll set our knees on the mat. We'll sit down onto our feet. Inhale, reach wide open, and then exhale, bow forward, and flow with your breath. One more time, reaching wide open. And then folding forward, take a moment to settle into child's pose. Child's pose is yours anytime you'd like to stop and rest. Now our toes curl into the floor. We step again into downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Let your left knee touch the ground. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back onto the mat. And the right foot steps back. Inhale, shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. With the inhale, rise into cobra. And then hips slide into heels, child's pose. And again, toes turn to the floor as we step into downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. Right knee touches down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, the hands come back down. And the left foot steps back. Inhale, excuse me, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we rise into cobra. And the hips slip back again to heels, child's pose. So let's step again into downward facing dog. And this time, walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, come all the way up. And bring hands to your heart. Now with an inhale, let your hands reach up and burst open as you dive down. Hands come together down at the ground. They come up the center of your body, turning upward at the heart and bursting open. Do that a few more times. One One more time, coming up, bursting open, but then bringing hands back again to the heart. Checking in to make sure you're standing at the very top of your mat now for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Hips come down and back, chair pose. And then we come up again. You can add a little back bend here if that feels nice. And dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Now touch your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up. And then hands come back down. Left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, let's go back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg high in the sky. Now step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come back to the mat and the left foot steps to the front. Inhale, come all the way up. Hips come down, chair pose. And then all the way to the sky again. Here's that place to add a back bend if you want. Dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Touch your hands to the mat, step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching up, and then hands come back down. Step the right foot back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And our hands reach back for the mat. Right foot steps to the front. Inhale, reach up. And sink down, chair pose. All the way up again. One more chance to lean back if you want to. And dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Now touch your hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back. And we step into downward facing dog. Take this moment to breathe and to feel. So let's begin our standing flows now. Start by reaching your right leg to the sky. Step your right foot forward, lay your back foot flat down, and step into warrior one. We get so busy, so nice to take time out to do this for ourselves. Our hands reach around behind our back. Here we link the fingers together and push the hands and shoulders back as we let the heart spread wide open. And then we'll bow forward. Hands come to the mat. Step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, come all the way up. And bring hands to your heart. Let your hands drop down to your sides. And for just a moment, tense all the muscles of your body. Squeeze everything tight. And then let it go. And feel that tension draining from your body. Now, what if you closed your eyes for a moment? And let your head drop down and roll side to side. Back to center. Take your right hand on the left side of your head and bring your head over towards your right shoulder, giving your neck a nice big stretch. And then drop the right hand, but let the left arm reach up and over in a side bend. Now that stretch reaches down the left side of your body. Come back up. And circle your left arm up to take the right side of your head. As you lean your head towards your left shoulder, stretch the right side of your neck. And drop your left arm, but reach your right arm up and over, taking the stretch all the way down the right side of your body. And come back up. Circle your arms to the sky as your hips and heels come down. Chair pose. And then fold forward. Right hand grabs the left ankle for a twist to the left. Left arm to the sky. Come back around, lift up halfway, give your back a straightening out after twisting, and then fold forward, left hand takes the right ankle, a twist to the right. Come back around again, lift up halfway, and take your hands to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now let's flow with our breath. Exhale, reach down and back. Inhale, up to the sky. Now reach up once more and then take your hands down to the mat. Stepping back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. Now take your left leg to the sky. Set the left foot forward, back foot lays flat down. Warrior one. Into the pose where it feels like a gift for your body, a gift for your mind, a gift for your spirit. Hands come behind the back, fingers linked together, big wide heart opening. And then we bow forward. Drop hands to the mat. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale all the way up. Bring hands to your heart and then down to your sides. And again, squeeze everything in your body nice and tight for a moment. And then let that all go. And feel the tension draining from your body. Now, what if you closed your eyes and let your head drop down and roll from side to side? And then reach up with your right hand, take it to the left side of your head, bringing your right ear towards your right shoulder and stretching the left side of your neck. And then drop your right arm, left arm up and over into the side bend. The stretch comes all the way down the left side of the body. And as you come up, let the left hand grab the right side of the head, taking your neck stretched to the right side. And drop the left arm, right arm circles over. And drop your right arm, circle your arms around, chair pose, hips come down. Folding forward. Let your right hand grab your left ankle. We'll twist to the left. And come back around. Look up halfway, straightening out after the twist. And then the left hand grabs the right ankle. We'll twist to the right. Come back around, lift up halfway. And then bring your hands to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And now with your breath, exhale, reach down and back. Inhale, rising up. Reach down one more time, and then up to the sky, and then hands to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Now let's take our exhale back to downward facing dog. And your right leg up to the sky. Big wide step forward with the right foot. Let's lay the back foot flat down, warrior two. Our mind gets scattered. Let this be a time of coming back together. Now take a little reach forward. Turn your right hand over. Reach up across the sky, side angle, or reverse warrior. And then bend your right arm, lay it across your right knee, side angle pose. And then flow one to the other. Reaching back again, reverse warrior. And then laying the arm across the leg, side angle pose. And just flow one to the other. The next time you come to side angle pose, leave your right arm across your right leg or take it all the way to the floor and stay in side angle pose a moment. Now reach your right arm up and back, return to reverse warrior, and then cartwheel both hands all the way around to your right foot, and step the left foot forward. Inhale all the way up. Hands come into the heart, and then we drop hands to our sides. Squeeze everything in your body nice and tight for a moment, and then feel the letting go. What if you closed your eyes and let your head roll side to side? Right hand reaches up and pulls the head toward the right shoulder. As we drop the right arm, the left arm reaches up and over. And then it touches the right side of the head, pulling the head toward the left shoulder. We drop the left arm, right arm up and over. And drop your right arm, circle the arms around, hips and heels down, chair pose. Folding forward. Right hand grabbing the left ankle, we take a twist to the left. Back around, lift up halfway. And folding forward, left hand on the right ankle, a twist to the right. Back around, lift up halfway. And then take your hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands into the heart. Take one good thought from your heart. Imagine you're cupping it in your hands, let your hands reach up, inner fingers opening, like you're giving it light as it reaches up toward the sky. And And then bring it back into your heart. And then lay that good thought in your open palms and reach it out and offer it like you were laying it in a stream. And then hands to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg reaches to the sky. Big wide step forward, back foot flat, warrior two. A gift to your body. A gift to your mind, a gift to your spirit. Reach forward a little with the left hand, turn it over, reach up and back, reverse warrior. And then bend the left arm into side angle pose and flow one to the other. And then next time you're in side angle pose, stay there. Right arm reaches to the sky. You can reach to the floor or lay your arm on your left thigh. Now reach your left arm up and back, reverse warrior. And then spin both arms around your left foot. Hop your right foot forward. Inhale all the way up. Hands to the heart and then to our sides. Tense your body. Maybe a part of this tension you carry around on a regular basis. And then let it go, draining from your body. What if you close your eyes and let your head drop down and roll from side to side? Let your right hand reach up to take your head over to the right. As you drop the right arm, left arm reaches up and over. Now take the left hand on your head, reaching your head to the left. Dropping the left arm, right arm up and over. And come back up, drop the arms, and then circle them around chair pose. Folding forward. Right hand on the left ankle, twist to the left. Back around, lift up halfway, nice stretch. And then take your left hand on your right ankle, let's twist to the right. And come back around, a halfway lift to stretch your back. Hands come to the mat, left foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands to the heart. Take another good thought. Let it reach up as your fingers open, giving it life. And then bring that good thought back into your heart, lay it in your open palms, and offer it. Hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Right leg reaches to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Bring your hands on your thighs as you come to stand. Let's take a back bend. We'll make fists at the low back. Pushing the feet down, the shoulders roll back, curving into your back bend that you custom fit to your body. Carefully back up. Slide your hands around to your hips and pour the back bend into a forward bend. Hanging down a moment, maybe swaying side to side. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Point your feet forward. Step your left foot up to meet your right. Inhale all the way up. Hands come to the heart and they drop to our sides. Tighten your body again for a moment, every muscle, and then release. What if you closed your eyes and you let your head fall down and roll from side to side? The right hand reaches up and gives the neck a stretch. Drop the right arm, reach the left arm up and over. And coming up, the left hand pulls the head toward the left. We drop the left arm as the right arm reaches up and over. And bring your right arm down. Circle the arms around chair pose. And fold forward. Right hand takes the left ankle, a twist to the left. Coming around, we'll lift up halfway. And then folding forward, left hand catches the right ankle, a twist to the right. Come back down, lift up halfway. Now take your hands to your mat, step your right foot back, lay your right knee down onto the ground. Shift your body backwards so you're giving your left leg a nice stretch. Close your eyes, custom fit it to your body. Shifting your weight forward, take your hands to the mat, curl your right toes under, pick your right knee up, and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. And one last flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, walk your way around to the long side of the mat. Bring your hands on your thighs, lifting safely up to stand. Anchored through the feet, we'll reach around and make fists at our low back as we rise again into the back bend. Tailor-made for you. Carefully, we lift up, we slip hands around to the hips, and the back bend becomes a forward bend. And walk your hands around to the front of the mat, little shuffling of the feet so they point forward. We step the right foot to the front. Inhale all the way up. Hands to the heart, and then to our sides. And one more time, tense everything. And then let it all go. What if you closed your eyes and let your head drop down and roll from side to side? And then the right hand grabs the side of the head and pulls it toward the right. And drop your right arm down, left arm up and over as the stretch comes down the neck and now into the side body. Coming up, the left hand pulls the head the other direction. And the arm drops down and the right arm reaches up and over. And coming up, drop the right arm, circle the arms around, chair pose. And fold forward. Right hand on the left ankle, a twist to the left. Now coming down, we'll lift up halfway. After twisting, a straightening. And then the left hand on the right ankle, a twist to the right. Come back around, lift up halfway. Now set your hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lay the knee down to the mat. Shifting backwards, let's take a nice stretch into the right leg. What if you close your eyes and let your body ease into this moment? Forward. We'll curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up, and we step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Our knees lay down onto the mat. We slide hips into heels. Rest now, child's pose. What if you closed your eyes and allowed yourself to be purely in this moment, feeling the sensations, being with your breath? To the front of our mat where we place our hands down, tuck our toes under our feet, and find our way back to downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. And slowly let's come all the way up. And we'll bring hands to our heart. So let's explore some balancing now. We'll step first onto the right foot. First pose will be tree pose. So when you feel rooted on your right foot, take your left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Hands can be together at the heart or they can branch out. From this tree pose, let's drift into warrior three. Extend your left leg behind you, reaching in any direction, finding what fits for you. Let your hands reach all the way to the ground, standing splits. We'll step the left foot back onto the mat. Take a slow inhale all the way up. And bring hands back to the heart. So before the other side. See if you want a little movement, a little release. And let's get rooted on the left foot for tree pose. Right foot now, ankle, calf, or thigh. Again, hands at the heart are branching out. And floating into warrior three, send your right leg behind you. And hands reach to the ground, standing splits. And then we'll step the right foot down. A slow inhale comes all the way up. Hands come into the heart. And how would you like to move for a moment? And then let's inhale as we reach arms up and into the sky. Exhale, fold all the way down. Set your hands on the mat, walk your feet back. And again, we lay our knees down, slide our hips into our heels, and come to child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. Walk your hands back to the center, and then way over to the left. Your hands come back to center. We'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Crisscross the ankles and slip right over tops of our feet. As you come to sit, extend your legs out, take the soles of your feet together. Bring your feet in towards you. Hold your ankles, sit up as straight as you can. And what if you closed your eyes? And with every breath, allowed yourself to relax into this release. Bring your knees back together. Extend your legs out so your heels are on the edges of your mat. Turn first to your right leg. Inhale, reaching up. And exhale, folding forward. Let's walk hands up the right leg and turn now to the left leg. With an inhale, we lengthen. And then with an exhale, we fold forward. Walk up the right leg. We catch the backs of both legs now and roll down onto the floor. Lay yourself right down on your back and give yourself a moment to rock a little bit from side to side. And then when you're all settled in on your back, take both hands onto your right knee. Lift your left leg up toward the sky and then draw your belly in so you're using your abdominal strength as you slowly lower the left leg down toward the ground. And then in slow motion, let the left leg rise back up again. And then continue to lower and lift very slowly, connecting with your deep belly strength. One more time. Now, as you lift the left leg up, drop your right foot to the floor. Take hands behind your left leg. Give it a stretch. And then take your right hand on your right hip bone. Left hand comes to the inside of the left leg. And we let the left leg drop open to the side. Your left leg back up, bend the knee, lay your left ankle across your right thigh, and reach around behind your right leg for pigeon pose. Draw the legs in until you find a deep release in your left hip. And give this to yourself as a gift, as you feel the tension drain from your body. Come apart, uncrossing the legs. Take hands on your knees and draw circles round and round. And then take your circles around the other way. And then take both hands on your left knee, right leg up to the sky. Again, finding your abdominal strength, begin to lower and lift the right leg. One more time. And as your right leg comes up, drop your left foot to the floor. Hands catch the right leg for a little bit of a stretch. And then left hand on the left hip bone, right hand inside of the right leg. Let your right leg open to the side. Bring the right leg back up, bending the knee. Let it cross your left ankle. Let it cross your left thigh. Reach around behind your left leg. Draw the legs in. Find a deep release in your right hip. And what if you closed your eyes? Allowed yourself to relax fully into this moment. the body and the mind. The hands, uncross the legs. Take your hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. Now go around the other way. And as you come to center, let your feet come to the floor. Spread your arms wide open on the ground. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat underneath your feet. And then, like windshield wipers, drop your knees over to the right and bring them up and over to the left. And let yourself go slowly side to side. One more to the right, one more to the left, and reach around, scoop up your knees, and choose the inversion that might feel good for you today. You could lay on your back, reaching your legs to the sky. You could push your feet into the floor, hips come off the ground, a bridge pose, or lift your hips and legs up above you in a shoulder stand. Or if you practice another inversion, choose what might feel nice for you. What would be a gift for you today? To gently lay your body back down onto the mat. And reaching around, hug your knees, rock yourself from side to side. Now we'll set our feet on the floor for fish pose. Slip your hands underneath your hips. Stretch your legs out straight. Sit up on fingertips. Elbows come underneath the back. We lay the head back and reach the heart to the sky. Now let your head lift back up and lay the fish pose then onto the ground. Hands come out from underneath. They circle around to the floor behind your head, where we'll lace fingers together, turn palms around, and take a big stretch. Reaching down, take hold of your right knee. And then cross your right knee all the way over your body to the left, while you turn your head and look to the right. your left hand fall to the floor, rolling the twist back over. As you come onto the mat, you might want to straighten your body out a little bit. And let's stretch again by extending the legs, reaching the arms, lacing the fingers together. Now we reach down to take hold of the left leg. We'll cross it all the way over to the right, turning the head to the left. The right hand slips away. The last twist rolls you over and sets you softly down. Straighten your body out. If you're chilly, you're welcome to get covered up now. We have arrived at our final relaxation. Lay yourself down onto the floor. Surrender completely. Share with you this poem by Kaveri Patel. Dear you, you always have so many things to do, so many places to be, your mind spinning like fan blades at high speed. Each moment, always a blur because you're never still. I know you're tired. I also know it's not your fault. The constant grind buzz like a swarm of bees threatening to sting if you close your eyes. You've forgotten something again. You need to prepare this or that or else. You should have done that differently. What if you closed your eyes? Would the world fall apart without you? Or would your mind become the open sky? Flocks of thoughts flying across the sunrise as you just watched and smiled. Inhale, take a very deep breath in. Long, slow exhale out. And give yourself a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. Ease yourself over onto your right side for a moment. Lay your head on your arm. Take your time. And finally, let's meet back where we began. Find your way to a comfortable seated position on your mat. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And one more time, let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Now come to center, arms circling up and into the sky above. Hands meet together, and they come first to the forehead for peace in our thoughts today. To our lips for peace in our words, and to our heart for peace in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.